Tom Perriello, a candidate for U.S. Congress here in Virginia's 5th District. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the shout-out about the ad. We appreciate it. We've gotten a really good response to that across Southside.
Absolutely. Now, you are literally, speaking of Southside, as I understand it, you are literally on the road in Southside right now. Is that right?
Free and easy down the road I go, yes. We are between Danville and Martinsville right now, headed to a Rotary Club meeting, and politicking and campaigning away, and all the momentum seems to be going in our direction. We were down by about 5 touchdowns a couple months ago, and now we're within a field goal of pulling this thing off, so we feel great about where we are.
Tom, let's get right to it. Virgil Goode, of course, went to Washington as a Democrat, then became an independent Republican. Why has he been there for a while? Why is it that folks should essentially fire him and hire you?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the gang in Washington, including Congressman Goode, just aren't getting it done. I mean, I think what we've seen is a very old kind of politics that's focused on who to blame for the problem and how to kind of cover your rear end instead of facing up to the challenges that we have. And I think what people see right now and the reason our campaign has taken off in such a big way is people understand how big the stakes are right now with the economic fragility in the markets, with the deficits that we've got, with 2 wars going on, and we've got some folks up there who want to survive just by scaring people about what the alternative looks like instead of putting out a plan. So we put out a plan for jobs. We put out a plan for economic revival in Central and Southside Virginia, a plan for Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think that's what people have been looking for, is some folks willing to put something down on the record and say, here's how we can fix the problem. Let's go get it done.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, a candidate for Congress here in the 5th District. Tom, what do you think has been the most unforgettable moment thus far with 7 days left to the big election? If you look back over the last few months, do you have one moment in this campaign that sticks out in your mind that you'll take to your grave as an old man?
Well, there are a whole bunch of moments, but you know, one that comes to mind was when we had our last debate down in Danville. And it was something that everyone assumed was going to be a hometown crowd for him. And about halfway through the debate, I remember he continued to blame every single problem on illegal immigration. And we focused on a proactive agenda. And I saw this woman out in the crowd take her Goode sticker off of her sweater that she was wearing. And that, to me, was the turning point. After that, we got our ads up. We started to see the numbers collapse. And it really, to me, captured what this campaign is about, is we aren't focused on tearing Goode apart. We're just leaving behind that kind of politics. So that, for me, was a turning point.
And, of course, we will be broadcasting that very debate that you reference on this program Monday, November 3rd, the day before the election. We will be sharing some of that debate with our listeners here on WINA. We're talking with Tom Perriello, a candidate for U.S. Congress, and we're honored to have him on the program. Tom, what are your thoughts about the news that just is just breaking today that Virgil Goode's press secretary, who has been with him for over 10 years, is resigning 1 week before the election, and I guess the speculation is because he was in the coming of age gay movie that we heard all about that made a little bit of news a couple of weeks ago.
Well, you know, I have no particular comment on his departure, and he seems like a nice guy who's been working hard. But I do think the situation raises as many questions as it answers in terms of a pattern of some conflicts of interest and cronyism we've seen from Goode throughout the last 12 years, including some misuse of taxpayer dollars. So, you know, we're going to keep focusing on our campaign, on jobs and the economy, but clearly there are going to be some questions asked about this when it's seven days out. And when taxpayer dollars were involved.
Tom, what do you think are the particular issues and perhaps the way that you've presented them or your view on them that have connected with voters in Southside? Because that truly is, I guess you could say that's Virgil Goode's base, if it were. It certainly isn't Charlottesville, blue Charlottesville, but red Southside. What is it you think that has won folks over to your side in that part of Virginia?
Well, I think folks in Southside are independent and they're results-oriented. And I think what they're sick and tired of is this kind of situation in Washington where people figure out how to come home and do the least amount possible to get by. And I think in the past, the elections have ended up being sort of Southside versus Charlottesville. But the fact is we're all paying the same price for gas. We're paying the same price for prescription drugs and health care. We've all got friends and family fighting and dying in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think what people are looking for right now is what unites us as Americans and what gets us back on track. So I think I spent a lot of time listening. You know, I started with 400 interviews with different people around Southside saying, how do we bring jobs back? And really wanted the ideas to come from the people. What I'm good at, what I've done in my work on national security, is be able to work with both sides, Republicans and Democrats, to get things done. What I think is there's a lot of wisdom out there among people about the hard work it's going to take to do that. So the focus on jobs, the economy, and really putting results ahead of the old showdowns has been important for us, I think.
Tom Perriello is a candidate for U.S. Congress here in the 5th District, running against incumbent Republican Virgil Goode. And we're honored to have him here on the program. 1 week out from the big election. Tom, your most recent commercial that just hit the airwaves responds to Virgil's description of you as a New York lawyer. Is that right?
That is correct. He's been having a lot of fun with that. And as we say in the commercial, he's more interested in a little bit of time I spent in New York than his 12 years in Congress. I've never practiced law in New York. It's just not true. Obviously, your listeners know that I was born and raised around Charlottesville and live out in Alamo County within 5 miles of my folks and my siblings and others, and love being from the area. I think this is typical of what people get in Washington, is instead of running on your record, instead of saying, here's what I've done and not done in the last 12 years, you want to just make something up about the other guy to make him seem scary or other than you are. And that's not been working, I think, for John McCain, and it certainly hasn't been working for Virgil Goode. You know, I feel like we've got, I'm being offered by him doctored photographs of me. I feel like I'm back in a middle school election more than a congressional election sometimes. But here's where we are, and I think we try to get things focused back on the issues with the ad.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, a candidate for Congress here in the 5th District. The election is 1 week from today. Tom, what do you say to the folks who truly believe in their heart that all you Democrats are tax and spend liberals, and you want to grow the government and take my money away and spread it around to somebody else?
Well, I certainly think that a lot of Republicans are very frustrated with their own party because their party was supposed to stand for fiscal responsibility. But 70% of the federal debt has been run up under Republican presidents. Now, they've had plenty of help from Democrats in Congress, but the fact is, I think the Republican Party's claims on fiscal responsibility are pretty much out the window now. You know, it took Governor Warner here in the state of Virginia to clean up the mess after Mr. Gilmore. Bill Clinton, for all of his problems, got the budget balanced in the 90s, and that led to investor confidence and consumer confidence in a great period, not just for the well-off, but also the middle class in our country during the 90s. And I think that's what most people are looking for. So I think that this is not the same Democratic Party of 30 years ago. I think a lot of us want to go in there and get the budget under control. Part of why you see young people like myself running for office is we know we're going to spend the rest of our lives paying for the debt that the baby boomer generation has run up, both Republicans and Democrats. And we feel like as long as they've dug that hole, it's maybe time to stop digging and start getting us out of this mess.
Tom, before we let you go, we've been talking quite a bit about the economy, and it appears to be obviously the big issue that voters are thinking about as they get closer to Election Day. But we are involved in two major wars overseas. We've got troops stationed around the globe. What are your thoughts about what needs to be done, assuming if you got to Washington in January?
We need a major course correction, and I think both parties have been asking the wrong question, which is more troops or less troops. The fact is our military has done everything they were asked to do. We haven't made the investment in our intelligence community and our diplomatic corps. We haven't had leaders, particularly in this administration, with the courage to listen to our intelligence community. In Afghanistan, the key right now is to break the toxic alliance the Bush administration has created between some of the worst warlords in the country and perceived alliance with us. It is getting in the way of the military doing their job. So what we need to do is have the courage to take on some of these warlords and hold them accountable. We've seen that some in Afghanistan and Iraq as well, where while all the debate has been about the surge, really the progress that's been made has been because of a kill, capture, or co-op strategy towards the militia leaders, which is what the intelligence community has been for all along. I think what we're seeing now is the lack of leadership from Bush to say to every college student in America, if you go out and learn Arabic, Farsi, and Pashtun, we're going to help pay for your college. Go join the State Department, the CIA. Be our eyes and ears on the ground so we're fighting the right wars in the right places, or better yet, not needing those wars in the first place. That's the leadership we saw in the Cold War. We have not seen it in the new struggle we're part of. That's what we need to do in this new administration, is make sure we're making those kinds of investments.
Tom Perriello, a candidate for Congress here in Virginia's 5th District. So, Tom, last question. How does Tom Perriello win in the 5th District 1 week from today?
We're on course to win right now, and it's very exciting. You know, we've got to continue to respond to the attacks he's throwing out there. He's got a lot of nasty mailers going out and some nasty phone calls going out to people. And we're just going to get out and make the case. We did an economic town hall meeting again last night. We've been doing a series of these old-fashioned town hall meetings in small towns and cities throughout the district, and we've gotten a great response. Sometimes it's 10 folks, sometimes it's 100, but we have a great debate, and we're going to keep focusing on the issues. And then meanwhile, we've got to have a great field game to get every voter we can out to the district. And any of your listeners who are fired up about this race should definitely get in touch with us. Volunteers@PerriellofForCongress.com. Volunteers@PerriellofForCongress.com. Come down, make some phone calls, knock on some doors. If we do our job on the field, I think we're going to pull this upset off on Election Day.
Tom Perriello headed down to Danville tonight for the last big debate with Republican incumbent Virgil Goode. Tom, thanks for joining us. I know you're very busy. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks to all your listeners. Get out and vote on Tuesday.